Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
Happy weekend. Welcome to another Focus on Community. I'm Frank Rush. And if you miss any part of the program today, don't forget, always head to the website. You can find a copy of the show, our podcast there. Just look for it on the webpage and you can download it, play it back, and or listen to it straight there online. Our special guest this weekend talking about something that's actually going on later today as the show airs on Sunday, and that is College Goal Sunday. Melinda Middleton is the Director of Financial Aid for Rose Holman Institute of Technology. It's one of several schools that will be participating in this today here in Terre Haute anyway, but this goes on all across the state today too, right?
The state.
All right. And here in Terre Haute, where's it going to be?
It's going to be at Ivy Tech in Terre Haute on the south side of Terre Haute.
Right.
So yeah.
Everybody knows where the south side campus is at, right there at where the 641 bypass.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. And by the old state police post, for those of us that have been around here for a while. So this is just the one location here locally. And this is really for students of high school age throughout the Wabash Valley, anywhere in the state, right?
Actually, high school age, or if they're still in college, they can come in and we can help them, even if they're in college, or even parents if they want to go to college.
Really?
We're there to help. All schools, colleges, ISU, St. Mary's, Rose Holman's going to be there to help people fill out their FAFSAs.
Tell us about that form a little bit, because obviously it is intimidating to some folks. That's the reason why they're a little apprehensive about it and why we have such things as a College Goal Sunday.
Well, the form is for you to make application to see what you can be considered for federal and state aid. You have to have that form done before April 15th to be considered for state aid. So if you get it done in October, you have plenty of time.
So tell me this, though. Do you have to fill out the form?
You don't have to fill out the form, but we highly recommend that you do, especially if you're going to a private school. You may be considered for more need-based aid if you fill the FAFSA out. If you want student loans, you have to fill it out. So I highly recommend, at least their freshman year, fill it out, see what happens.
Yeah, not that it happens often, but if somebody basically is financially well off and they say, I'm just going to pay for it. Now, granted, that doesn't happen very often.
Right.
But every now and then you run into people like that. And so they don't really have to mess with this if they just don't want to go through all that. If they're just going to write a check and pay for it, it's okay.
Right. But I still recommend that they fill it out, especially for private schools.
Yeah.
They give a lot of need-based aid, and you would be surprised of who is really considered getting need-based aid. And I hate to say this, but fill it out because you never know what's going to happen in the future. Hmm. Somebody may lose their job, and we can always do a special circumstance on that.
Yeah. Talk about the school funding now. I mean, because this makes you eligible, not, like you said, for other stuff, too, that some private schools have that I think maybe folks don't think about. They just think student loans, and that's kind of about it.
Right. So some private schools have endowments, so mm-hmm. They are able to give some more need-based aid out there. So it's really important that you fill it out.
Talk to you about how kids qualify, because it depends on age and stuff like that. If they live at home, they don't live at home, and there's then mom and dad's money comes into play. And this is, I think, where maybe people get a little confused.
Right. So the form has several questions on it to determine if you're dependent or independent. And if you answer all the questions, no. And then so you're considered dependent, even though you may not be living with the parents, you still will be considered dependent on the parents, even if the parents don't claim you on your taxes.
Hmm.
So if you answer yes to one of those questions, then you would become independent.
And a lot of people are still somewhat dependent on their parents, even when they get to be
right. Right.
You know, so in that case, though, like I said, the parents' income and their financial responsibilities kind of come into play into all this.
That's correct. Yes. So if the student is considered dependent, then the parents' information goes on the FAFSA.
So how does that work? Because I know I've heard parents say before, my own parents said it many years ago, was that when we filled it out and they said that we make too much money. I don't know where it goes, you know, but I mean, how does that all...
So what happens is once you fill it out, the federal government gives you what we call an EFC number, expected family contribution number.
Mm-hmm.
And so we as financial aid administrators use that number to determine what kind of aid we can give you. So depending on that number, if you're eligible for a Pell Grant, what type of loans, because there are two different kinds of loans that you can be eligible for.
Mm-hmm.
So that EFC number is what we look at.
How do they get that number anyway?
There is a formula, and if you want to try it out, Frank, I'll give you the link and have at it.
Yeah, I was thinking, because that really is where a lot of people get rattled, you know? They just think, it's like, oh, I make too much money. Well, maybe you do, maybe you don't.
Right, right. And, you know, even though I tell people, fill it out your freshman year, your first time, see what happens. If it doesn't give you anything, then don't fill it out again.
Yeah. Is there any truth to the fact that if the kids are moved out, if they're on their own, that they likely will qualify for more? Because I know that you said before we got on the air here, it's not right now. They look back at last year's.
Right. So it doesn't, it's those questions. Yeah. So if they answer all no's to those questions, and then they have to put the parents' information on there. Samples of the questions are, let's see, if you have any children, are you married? Are you a veteran of the one of the armed forces, things like that.
And that veteran question can make you eligible for a lot of other things that other people aren't.
Yeah, yes.
Which could really help.
Right, right.
And this FAFSA form basically follows you no matter which school you decide to go to. So if you want to go to Rose,
right,
it works there.
Right.
ISU, Ivy Tech, any of them.
Yeah, you have 10 choices. You can put 10 colleges on there. So if you're applying for 10 colleges, put them all on there. If you're applying for more, submit the first 10, and then once it's processed, go back and add the other colleges on it.
And you fill it out in Terre Haute, but it works anywhere in the country.
That's correct, yes.
Mm-hmm. So it kind of follows you around, kind of like that mark they put on your permanent record.
Right. I wouldn't know that.
Anyway. So College Goal Sunday, it's coming up this Sunday. It'll be at Ivy Tech down the south side of town, 2 to 4. So, okay. So mom and dad, junior, or Miss Junior, come down. And so what do they got to do? What do they got to bring with them? Because, you know, I mean, they're asking for a lot of financial information and stuff. So what do you need?
So what I recommend is bring in their 2018 taxes. We're always a year behind. So bring your 2018 taxes, your W-2s, and any numbers from like investments, assets. We don't put your 401k, it's not on there, nor is your house, your car. But if you have stocks, bonds, 529, just to have those numbers available, because you may have to put it on the FAFSA. And when I say may, I filled my son's out already. He goes to...
Well, he's lucky. He's got somebody already. It's like, yeah, I don't have to worry about this. Mom's got this down. Right. It's all good.
He's like, I got this email. What's this all about?
Yeah.
Anyway. So it tells you a number. If you have assets over blank amount, if you have to... put your assets on there. So have them there prepared, ready to go. And we're going to be walking around. There's probably like 3 rooms of computers. It's going to be staffed. We'll help you get logged in. The hardest part is getting your FSA ID. So if you have some time before you come Sunday, go to FSAID.gov. Get your FSA ID and password, because that will take the longest. And then when you come in, we can help you with the FAFSA. You're probably out the door in 20, 30 minutes.
And this is something that's done online. We say fill out the form, but it's really not exactly pencil and paper in front of you. You're doing this online.
Yes, yes. And it's faster online. And we can do pencil and paper, but it takes 6 to 8 weeks to get even processed. When you hit submit, you know it's done.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that has come into play, I know sometimes, and it just kind of depends on your family upbringing and that kind of thing. Mom and dad aren't exactly comfortable with discussing, you know, their financial situation with the kids.
That's true. That's
true. And sometimes this is where things can get a little, maybe not dicey. It's not a bad thing, but they kind of got to come to terms with that the kids are going to get to see a lot of stuff here as they fill out this form.
So if we do a data retrieval, so if they're sitting there and we can do a data retrieval, which means we go out into the IRS website and transfer those numbers to the FAFSA. You can't see the numbers.
Oh, okay.
So if the parents don't want the student to see the numbers, we'll just do a data retrieval. Once it goes onto the form online, those numbers are hidden. And that's for security reasons. So in case someone has hacked into your name or something, they can't see that information.
And how do you do that retrieval thing? Is there some other place you have to go and set up another password and all that kind of stuff?
No, once you get that FSA ID password and ID within the form, it will ask, do you want to get the data from the IRS? And if you say yes, it takes you out to the IRS site. You fill out the address and your name, And then it says, do you want to transfer? You hit yes, transfer, and it goes right back onto the FAFSA. And again, the numbers aren't there. You can't see them.
Proving the federal government knows all about you, where you are, and anything at all about you, they know. They have it stored somewhere. What's probably the biggest problem anybody has when they fill these forms out?
The biggest problem we find is a parent might be filling it out, and when they're on the student side of the form, they put their information on it. So let's say they put their Social Security number on there, and it really should go with the student's Social Security number. That's mm-hmm. the biggest problems. So just be careful. If you don't come to College Go Sunday, look on the left-hand side. It will say if you're supposed to be the student or if the parent.
Because it really makes a difference if the government thinks that your child is making 50, 60 grand a year.
That's true. Yeah, that's true. And the FAFSA goes through several checks, like Homeland Security, yeah. Social Security checks. There's a lot of checks it goes through.
Yeah. Silly questions. What do people ask you a lot of times when they're sitting there on this? Anything good?
Not really silly questions. Yeah. I don't claim her on my taxes. Do I have to put my information on there?
And you know, with today's society, as things are, a lot of times split families, blended right. families, that kind of thing. Yeah. How does that actually work? Because, you know, Junior may come in and Junior may be with mom and stepdad. And so how does all that kind of...
So the question is who the student lives with. And they tell me, I live with mom, but she's remarried. Mm-hmm. So you use the mother's information and the stepdad's information.
Oh.
Yes.
Really?
Right. So okay. the biological dad's information doesn't go on the FAFSA.
So stepdad's financials can play a part in this too?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's whether they're actually legally adopted or whatever.
No.
It doesn't matter.
It didn't matter.
Wow.
No.
Okay. And what about, you know, who claims who on a tax return?
That doesn't matter either.
Really?
Right.
That's surprising to me.
Yeah, so. It's whoever the student lives with. So if the student says, I live with dad, and he's remarried, he uses stepmom's information.
Oh. Right. Okay. Well, yeah. And I think that may trip up a lot of people.
It does. It does.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go. So there's a word of warning to you. Think about that. Now, okay. So the FAFSA form, we're going to have this College Goals Sunday coming up today on Sunday from 2 to 4 at Ivy Tech on the south end of town. But when does it actually have to be submitted? I'm guessing today's not the deadline, but,
no.
but it's probably coming up soon.
Actually, the deadline is not until the next 2021 June.
Oh, but really? Okay.
Well, really.
Yeah.
But you want to get it done before you go to college, and you want to get it done before April 15th because you want to be considered for state aid.
Mm. Okay.
So, yeah.
So with all that said now, so you don't have to worry about your taxes for 2019. We're dealing with 2018 taxes. So on your tax forms and stuff, though, do you need to bring a copy of that with you? You said you could just import it, right?
Yeah, you can, but sometimes it won't allow you, especially
if it's a government computer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you file a certain way, it may not allow you to do a data retrieval. So make sure you have your taxes by you just in case. But more than likely, the data retrieval will work.
Oh, okay. All yeah. right. And like we said, this does have to be done, so you just might want to get it out of the way now and be done with it.
You know, you can come in if you have your FSA ID done. Mm-hmm. It'll take you 20, 30 minutes.
Really?
Okay, yeah.
Well, that's not too bad.
If you don't have that done, it may take you 45 minutes to an hour.
And every school that your child may apply to, they're going to be asking for this anyway.
That's correct. Some schools require it, some don't. A majority of schools don't require it. But I highly recommend that you fill it out.
So what happens if you sit there and you fill it out and then you get home or a day or a week or a month later, you go, uh-oh, wrong number. I put in the wrong thing. How do you go back and make changes? If you
just go back on FAFSA.gov and make the changes.
Okay.
Now, if you did data retrieval,
yeah.
you know, how you go out in IRS and put the numbers
right.
in, it neglects that. So
okay.
if you change it, then we're going to know, the financial aid people are going to know, oh, they did a data retrieval, which was correct numbers. Then they changed it. So we're going to tag them to what we call verification. And it's basically an audit on their FAFSA.
Okay. All right. So, yeah. So there will be bells and whistles going off.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. But it's important to make sure that you get the right info plugged in the first time through.
Right. What I recommend is if you think you did something wrong, call the school. Sometimes the schools say, no, you did it right, or give you some hints on how to do that.
And I'm guessing there's probably not any question that you haven't already heard.
Probably not, but there's probably something out there.
Well, there might be. I'm guessing you've pretty much heard it all at this point. And you probably get the same questions over and over and over too, don't you?
Right, right.
Yeah, what's the most common question you get?
And the common question is the step-parent.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Do I have to include the step-parent's information?
All right. And how far back do they look on that? Because that's if you have, say the parents are recently divorced, I mean, how?
It doesn't matter at the time they're filling it out.
Okay.
If their parents are divorced.
So they got divorced like last month, and now Junior's living with mom and not dad. So you've got a couple weeks in between, but yet on the tax returns, it's all. So I know.
So on that kind of situation, you couldn't do the data retrieval because you would have to split the mother's and father's income off the taxes. And if you come to College Goal Sunday, we can help you do that. That you would have to bring your taxes and W-2s. And we can show you how to split that information out.
You guys really kind of turn out to be kind of like, you know, IRS type tax planners in a way too, don't you?
Sort of, but we're not a tax preparer.
No, but you kind of got to know all the rules of everything. And I'm guessing there's plenty of rules that you got to know about. How long does it take you guys to train to be able to do the job you're doing?
Well, I started over 25 years ago.
Okay, well, then you probably know them all the answers by now. Yeah.
If you go into the profession, it takes a full year to really understand it, the basics.
Yeah.
I'm always learning new things.
Yeah.
And the government's always changing things on us.
Well, that's what they do.
Yeah.
That's why they're there.
Yeah, right.
So, all right. Well, okay. So College Goal Sunday is coming up this weekend. You're going to be there, right?
Yes, I am.
All right. Yeah. Because you have nothing else to do on a Sunday afternoon.
Absolutely not. I'd love going there.
2 to 4 at Ivy Tech on the south end of town, right there by the old state police post by the 641 bypass. Head on down there. And Melinda Middleton's our guest today, director of financial aid for Rose Hallman. But you're not the only one there. You're going to have folks from all the other areas.
Right.
Schools too.
ISU, St. Mary's is going to be there. So yes, we'll all be there.
And even if your child is planning on going away to college, either say, I don't know, Purdue or someplace like that, or off to another state completely, doesn't matter. You can fill out the form here for wherever your kid's going.
Absolutely.
It's the same form everywhere.
Right.
And College Goal Sunday didn't cost you anything.
It's free.
That's the best kind of price. Free advice. And it's a good thing, right? All right. So, hey, this Sunday, again, 2 to 4 at Ivy Tech on the south end of town. College Goal Sunday. If you've got a child or a grandchild getting ready to head off to college, this is your chance to get the paperwork filled out like you should. Melinda, thanks for being with us today. And again, if you missed any part of today's show, we've got it posted on our website as a podcast. Go back and listen to it and see what you missed. We'll see you next weekend.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.